community health centers in the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands will get at least $600,000 in federal grant money for new services this year. The grants are aimed in part at helping new patients who enrolled in health plans under the Affordable Care Act. But there aren't many of those in the Aleutian Islands. Instead, as KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports, providers will use the money for the patients they already have.
Jennifer Harrison oversees clinics from Whittier to Adak as executive director of the Eastern Aleutian Tribes. She estimates they only had about 11 patients sign up for new health plans on the federal marketplace.
They're probably people that were under the self-pay category and that have gotten insurance now. That would be my guess, because we've kind of already been seeing everybody in all of the communities. So I don't think that it's necessarily bringing in like a new person through the door. It's just helping that person pay for the services.
So Harrison's organization will use their $196,000 grant to contract with a traveling optometrist and physical therapist. They'll also set up a fund to pay to send people to residential drug and alcohol treatment centers, which right now Harrison says isn't happening.
It's really this weird gap in services throughout the state. It's not something that Indian Health Service really supports, like in a big way. And it's been really hard for people to get substance abuse treatment because often they don't have a job because of the substance abuse. So then they don't have insurance, so there's like nobody to help pay for it.
Most of Eastern Aleutian Tribes patients are insured by the Indian Health Service. EAT can make referrals for detox programs, but until now, they haven't been able to cover the program's costs. The federal grants will also pay for a mid-level provider on the Pribilof Island of St. George for the first time. The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is getting a $190,000 grant to help out the clinic there. Health Administrator Jessica Mataruka-Vishnikov also says the money will mainly serve current patients, though she does say most of St. George's 100 or so residents enrolled in federal health plans. APIA got another grant to make that happen. As enrollments go, though, Unalaska is the outlier in the region. The town's clinic didn't have any patients sign up for federal health care. Most of Illilook Family and Health Services clients use commercial insurance or pay out of pocket. Clinic Director Eileen Conlon-Scott says those patients haven't been able to enroll in federal health plans.
Well, if we could get them on the insurance rolls, our revenues would go up. But understandably, you know, they don't have $500 a month to pay on insurance.
So she says her clinic will use their federal grant like everyone else. They're getting between $200,000 and $400,000 to pay for new medical equipment and new visiting specialists. It'll mean more care for the people they're already treating, and for now, at the same price as before. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.